Former associate accuses Rudy Giuliani of sexual assault in $10 million lawsuit. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 15, 2023. A former associate accused former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani of sexual assault and is seeking at least $10 million in damages, according to a complaint filed Monday. Noelle Dunphy, who said she worked as Giuliani's director of business development, filed the 22-count lawsuit in New York's trial court. The lawsuit alleges Giuliani demanded her to engage in violent sex, coerced her into maintaining a secret employment relationship, and refused to pay her annual salary of $1 million, among other things. For example, Dunphy claimed Giuliani demanded oral sex while he took calls on speakerphone with his high-profile friends and clients, one of which allegedly included former President Donald Trump. Giuliani told Ms. Dunphy that he enjoyed engaging in this conduct while on the telephone because it made him feel like Bill Clinton, the complaint alleged. Giuliani's clients and friends were unaware that Ms. Dunphy was in the room and could overhear their conversations, the complaint continued. Dunphy alleged she overheard Giuliani speak with Trump about how to deal with the investigation being conducted by Robert Mueller, and whether it might be possible to distract, intimidate, or otherwise dissuade Mueller from proceeding against Trump. Dunphy worked for Giuliani from January 2019 to January 2021, according to the complaint. Dunphy met Giuliani when she was highly vulnerable, having just begun the arduous process of recovering from severe domestic abuse. But unbeknownst to Ms. Dunphy, Giuliani apparently decided during the interview that he would use the job offer and his representation as a pretext to develop a quid pro quo sexual relationship with Ms. Dunphy. He was later recorded telling Ms. Dunphy, "I've wanted you from the day I interviewed you," the complaint alleged. Dunphy claimed to have recorded several statements from Giuliani throughout their working relationship and that he subjected her to a hostile work environment by making misogynistic, racist, and anti-Semitic communications. Dunphy claimed Giuliani induced her with a seven-figure salary and offered her pro bono legal representation in matters stemming from her domestic abuse. However, the lawsuit alleges Giuliani only paid Dunphy $12,000, claiming he needed to resolve his divorce with his former wife first, resulting in a secret employment relationship. According to the complaint. But Giuliani's offer came with a significant catch. Giuliani was in the midst of an acrimonious divorce, and he told Ms. Dunphy that her pay would have to be deferred and her employment kept secret until the divorce proceedings finished. He claimed that his crazy ex-wife and her lawyers were watching his cash flow, and that his ex-wife would attack and retaliate against any female employee that Giuliani hired. Giuliani promised Ms. Dunphy that his divorce would be resolved any day now, and therefore the deferral of her pay and the need to keep her employment secret would soon end. Ms. Dunphy reluctantly agreed to defer her pay and not to publicize her employment because she viewed the job, the salary, and the free legal representation as being worth the wait. The complaint also featured a photo from Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat, subsequent movie film, where he was captured with his hands down his pants in a Manhattan hotel room. The photo showed Giuliani acting in a similar manner to how he acted with Ms. Dunphy, the complaint alleged. Dunphy also accused Giuliani of selling presidential pardons for $2 million, which he and President Trump would split. He told Ms. Dunphy that she could refer individuals seeking pardons to him, so long as they did not go through the normal channels of the Office of the Pardon Attorney, because correspondence going to that office would be subject to disclosure under the Freedom of Information Act, the complaint alleged. A Giuliani spokesperson told ABC the former New York mayor vehemently and completely denies Dunphy's accusations and called it an attempt at extortion. Giuliani vehemently and completely denies the allegations in the complaint and plans to thoroughly defend against these allegations. "This is pure harassment and an attempt at extortion," the spokesperson said. The case is Dunphy v. Giuliani, number 650,033-2023 in the Supreme Court of the State of New York for the County of New York. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.